Happy Thursday, friends. Are you someone who enjoys a good Wendy's hamburger and a Frosty? And if so, are you also someone who's been dismayed by the news that Wendy is going to change their pricing? Yes, they're going to use dynamic pricing, meaning they have a digital menu board that the prices could change based on things like the weather, the time of day, and some AI-driven algorithms. Now, the customers predictably are not happy with this because they're viewing the prices changing maybe while they're even in line waiting to pay for their food. And, you know, I mean, from all accounts, that could happen. Looks like Wendy's has been a victim. They've had some bad marketing. They've been their own worst enemy in this by not presenting it to the public in a way that would make sense to them, instead focusing on trying to make it make sense to shareholders and stakeholders, which the public doesn't care about that. They blame the media, but honestly, all they're trying to do is take advantage of the laws of demand and supply, which is something that businesses have always tried to do. And historically, this isn't the first time dynamic pricing has been used. For example, gas stations. You look at a busy road where people are on their way to work. When they're on their way to work, the gas stations will have higher prices on this side. When they're coming home from work this way, the gas stations will have higher prices on this side. So this is not something new. Dynamic pricing, Uber and Lyft also take advantage of that. They change their pricing based on high demand areas. They're taking advantage of demand and supply. People are willing to pay more during that time. Ticketmaster does this. Starbucks, they offer discounts. I mean, this is a different way to do it. The price doesn't change, but Starbucks will offer a discount if you come in during an off-peak, as will movie theaters, airlines, all kinds of places have done this. This is just more blatant and in your face about it. Even that great pastime we all love of happy hour, getting people in right away and give them a little discount on stuff. So this is not something new. This is just something that is the wave of the future. And if Wendy's can make a success of this, despite the rocky beginning, this could be what we see coming on. And are people going to throw a fit? Sure, people are going to get upset, but like everything else, eventually it will become the new normal and we will forget we were even upset in the first place. Tomorrow's Friday, y'all. Let's go use our common sense.
Some kind of sensuous treat, not zucchini fettuccine.